Welcome to the InnoTalk podcast. Well, no topic is off limits. Now here's your host, Mind Daddy, and Void of Soul. Thank you for coming to the InnoTalk podcast. Boom, talk, boom.
In 3, 2, 1, boom. Israel, Watkins.
Watson.
Watson. I was going to say Watson. I was like, wait, no, it's not Watson. It's Watkins. Damn. Let's start over. No, I'm just kidding. We're good. Leave my fuck ups in there.
It's okay.
Future NFL player, hopefully.
Yep.
Is it going to happen?
I have a good feeling it's going to happen. Had a workout with the Chiefs the other day, and then this upcoming week I have a workout with the Steelers, so it's looking good right now.
So going into the draft, do you have an idea where you're kind of projected or where you...
Yeah, kind of. You kind of find out after like your pro day that you do at your school or whatever school you do your pro day at. And then if you have an agent, your agent probably tell you within this whole month. It's kind of like a weird long process throughout this whole month, whether or not what round or what team will sign you after the draft. Because sometimes you might not get drafted. Sometimes you might have to get picked up in a free agency after the draft. So it kind of depends on how well you did during the past previous football seasons and then how good you do at your pro day.
There's a pro day... more important than like a good season, because like someone with a really good season have a shitty pro day and it just tank them.
Yeah, pretty much. That can mess up your stock all the way. If you have a great season in your pro day, you look sloppy, you're not doing anything that they like to see, because it's really about the eye test for the pro day. Like, they want to look at you, see how good you look in person, how well you move.
And it's just one day.
One day. It's really
one day.
Not even a day. It's probably an hour and a half workout, maybe 2 hours max.
Damn. So what is it? So what do? You wake up. Do you go? Is it at your school? Is
that
your school?
It can be at your school, but you know, some smaller schools, like some people who go to like Baker University or like Washburn University, they'll do their pro day at like the University of Kansas or Kansas State, like, have a combined one. But it's pretty much, they just kind of do like how the combine does it. They'll do like the 40 vertical broad jump and all the testing, and then they'll run routes and do individual drills. And
is that what they're looking at? So you're a wide receiver?
It's a wide receiver, yep.
Is that what they're looking at the most with you guys, is your route running?
Yep, how smooth you are running routes and whether or not you catch the ball. Like how good your hands are, really.
Do they use a pro ball or a college ball?
I use the NFL ball.
You got issues with that? Didn't Jamar Chase have? Was that Jamar Chase?
Yeah.
It was like, I can't.
Yeah, some issues because, you know, in college they have like a white stripe around the ball, and the NFL is just straight
just
a brown ball.
Yeah. That ain't hard to get used to.
I mean, at first it was kind of hard because it's a little bit bigger too.
Oh, yeah, it is bigger.
Yeah.
You got it though?
I got it down now. I'm good to go.
Did it take a minute?
It probably took probably about a week to get used to it just because it's a different feel.
Okay. And so the pro day is just basically, how many of you are at this thing?
I mean, it depends on the school. Sometimes it can be 5 people, sometimes it can be 15. Just depends how many people are draft
scouts.
Eligible. Yeah, and how many scouts want to see.
How many scouts are going to the, like, all of them?
That also depends on the school. Like, the big schools, like, of course, Alabama, Ohio State, they'll have all 32 scouts there because, you know, I have the big-time players. But, like, my case, smaller school, we only have probably about 12 or 13 scouts there, which is still pretty good. That's half the teams.
Where did you go?
Southwestern Oklahoma State.
Okay. How were they? I mean, you're going to say they're good, but, like, how good were they? I used to follow a lot of college football.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of like when I became a cord cutter.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of stopped watching because my team's Michigan.
Oh, man. They was good this past year, though.
But
they got smacked in the championship game.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a good game, though.
It was poorly. I think they overlooked them. I think they were poorly coached. They did. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about having a good game and people say, oh yeah, but the refs jobbed him on that? Like, are you will you take that as an excuse, or are you like, nah, we should have done more?
Sometimes I feel like the refs do be missing some calls that really do affect the game. And like, if a ref misses a call that like changes momentum for the whole game, then it's kind of hard to like get back into it.
Oh yeah.
But sometimes you can do more like as a team to help your chances win. So it goes both ways, I'll say.
Can a ref really get in you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, especially like if the refs don't like the head coach, because some refs didn't like my head coach in college, so we would get like no calls at all. So we sitting there the whole game, we playing against the other team and the refs, so it's like, damn, we don't know what to do.
Did you always go to that college, or did you start?
No, out of high school, I went to Butler Community College, which is in El Dorado, Kansas, probably like 25 minutes away from Wichita.
Where was that? what was that ESPN show? Draft. What was the one with the JUCO football?
Oh, Last Chance
U. Last Chance U.
Yeah.
That was somewhere in Kansas, right?
Yep, it was Independence Community
College.
That's
right,
yeah,
Independent. Yeah. Did you
and
guys?
We played them.
You
yep.
did?
Yep. Beat them twice.
You're not supposed to beat them.
Yeah. Yeah. They even saw our episode on the second season because we beat them so bad. They just saw the end of the game of us celebrating on the field.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
that.
Most definitely.
Well, I watched all the seasons of that show. I remember getting super into it. And they always portray this as, I mean, obviously there was a lot of people that couldn't get the grades, but they had the skills.
Mm-hmm.
And they a lot of times just didn't portray those kids in the greatest light.
Yeah. They kind of do that to make it. It's kind of turns like a drama series, kind of. They wanted that affects people. Oh, like they want to see all the bad side. They really didn't show the good sides to like the end to wherever, you know, they committed to the new college they're going to. Or like,
right.
You know.
Is there a lot of, is there a lot of kind of negative light type stuff in the JUCO scene like that outside of even that independence school?
Yeah, at certain schools there are, but at my school at Butler, there really wasn't no like bad light shine on Butler really, because we was one of those programs that, you know, always had successful records, always had good head coaches. They probably from Butler, because Butler Community College, we produce great quality D1 players and NFL players. Because I remember my freshman year, that sophomore class, we had 42 people go Division 1.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and then from that class alone, there are 10 people in the NFL right now.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, so I mean, at Butler, there was no problems. You know, it's really like a, it really just felt like a small D1, but just JUCO, because we had the facilities, had the meal plans, and you know, had everything we needed. Really.
How fast are you?
Oh, I mean,
Are you fast?
I am, but I'm not.
What's your specialty then?
My hands and like my size.
Yeah.
And like how good I get in my routes and stuff like that. But yeah, I wouldn't say I'm slow. I mean, I ran a 4.5 in my pro day, which isn't, it's not bad, but.
That doesn't seem very fast.
It's like 4.2. Yeah. Yeah,
that's still good though.
Yeah, 4.5 is still good, but it just because my problem is I have long ass strides, so it doesn't look like I'm running fast. Like if you watching me, it don't look like I'm running fast. But if you next to me, it's like, oh shit, he kind of running.
That was my. See, I played soccer. I played some JUCO soccer.
Yeah,
and I just got kind of wrapped up in the wrong thing and kind of stopped playing after a while. I loved it. I loved playing. My thing was speed. I was a fast on bitch.
Yeah,
I was a 4.2 40. So when I hear like a 4.5, I'm like, that seems slow, but
yeah. But I'm also.
But I guess it doesn't suit. It doesn't really matter. Like
yeah, I mean,
unless you're a Tyreek Hill guy, does he run routes well?
He does. He runs routes extremely well. But people don't really realize that because you know when you watch the game, you see him just running past people.
Mm-hmm.
People don't really watch the game in depth, but he runs routes really well.
How do you? Fuck that question. Who did you look up? Did you look up to people when you were growing up as player, like other players, and be like, I like his work ethic, I like his route run. Like, who did you look at? Like, who kind of motivated you, or who did you kind of emulate? If there wasn't anybody,
I said Julio Jones. You just love watching Julio Jones. That's why I wore number 11 too. Like, damn, Julio, he do anything he need him to do. Go get the jump ball, run past you. He'll block. He even got some nasty ass tackles too. Whenever Matt Ryan threw an interception, he's seen some film. He hit sticking people.
He's a big dude too.
Yeah, he like one of those freaks of nature. He like 6'4", 220, and he run a 4.3. So he like one of those big dudes, one of those freaks of nature.
How big are you?
I'm 6'2". Probably I think I'm 210 right now.
What's the average wide receiver size in the NFL?
I want to say either 6'6", 6'1", probably around like 185, 190, 195.
Okay, so you're slightly bigger.
Yeah, this is
who are some of the bigger dudes? Oh, you know who's big? I don't think he plays anymore. Andre Johnson?
Oh, he was huge, yeah. And then Mike Evans is a big dude, too. He's like 6'5", 230, 235. Yeah.
But you ain't got to worry about it because most cornerbacks are probably, what, 5'10", 5'11"?
Yeah, but now, just, you know how the game's starting to evolve. The cornerback's getting bigger. The cornerback's starting to get like 6 feet, 6'1", 200, 205. So it's starting to evolve a little bit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Who was did your school have like a rival school?
Yeah, it was Northwestern Oklahoma State. We didn't play them until the last game of the year.
I love a good rivalry. Yeah. College football.
Yeah.
I love NFL. I'm a fantasy football player.
Yeah.
So I love I just love that aspect of it. I don't even have a team.
Really?
But I've always been, like, I was born and raised in Michigan, so that's my team. Yeah. So I'm hoping you get on the Chiefs so you can play with the GOAT.
Yeah. The GOAT, you talking about Patrick Mahomes?
Chad Henne.
Chad, oh man. He went to Michigan?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. I watched him. I used to watch him back when he was a freshman in Michigan. He's old.
Oh.
Did he just retire?
He just retired after that Super Bowl.
I figured he might have. But I saw him out there doing some press or something, or did some commercial with Patrick.
Yeah, he did a commercial with Patrick Mahomes.
Subway or some shit.
Yeah, Subway.
Like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he might be the next GOAT, Patrick. He's up there for sure.
No, I feel like he will be.
He'll be up there for, yeah. You can't argue with him.
He got a good resume already.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you have a dream team that you want to play with? Like, if you don't care, you just want to get in the NFL? Yeah, I don't care who it is.
Yeah, I don't care who it is. I'm going anywhere.
You really don't care?
I really don't care at all.
Do you have a dream? Like, I wish the Chiefs, because I grew up, they were in my backyard.
Yeah, that'd be cool, you know, because, you know, I have hella people come to the game and stuff, because, you know, it's 20-25 minute drive, and most of my family's in Kansas City anyway, so they probably love that just because, you know, I'm playing for the hometown team.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So how do you figure, so they're saying what round are you going to be drafted to?
No,
hopefully.
It's in the later rounds, probably fifth or sixth round.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, so.
How do you know teams are looking, like you said, like a few teams to kind of talk to your agent or whoever, and you kind of hear through the grapevine, like how are they just like, how does that work? How does word slip out that we like that guy?
So from my understanding is like your agent has like connections, like, so my agent, he knows people from all types of teams or whatever. So I guess like, from my understanding is like teams will call him and say, you know, we like his film, we like his tape, you know, can we bring him in for a workout? And they'll ask questions like what type of guy is he, what type of characters, you know, all the like background check kinda. And then they'll also like call your previous coaches, like they call my coach from high school.
Oh wow.
See how hard I was working in high school, see what type of player I was even back then. So it kinda goes way back to where you don't even know. So
damn.
So from my understanding, they just called my agent, said we want to bring him in for a workout, we like his film, and just go from there, really.
Jeez, what a dream.
Yeah.
Was football always your sport?
Nah. Growing up, baseball was my sport. I used to love baseball. Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, I played in high school. I stopped playing after my sophomore year because it kind of just got like boring. it was like moving too slow, so I ended up just doing track, you know, the other 2 years in high school.
God, boring. Baseball's so boring.
It was just slow. Like, and then it was just a lot too. Like we have to, because we would have practice right after school. We had practice at 3:20. So, you know, school got out at 2:40. So we had to rush to the practice field and have to clean up the field before we do the maintenance. Then practice. And then we have a long ass practice, probably like 2 hours. And then after the practice, we have to like clean up the field again, do the maintenance.
God,
and then
geez.
So I was like, damn, I'm like doing all this. And at the time, I wasn't driving either. So I'm, you know, waiting and.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just couldn't even do it anymore.
How'd you get into football? Was that in high school or were you always playing it too?
I played Pop Warner when I was younger because my dad, he used to play for the Chiefs actually. So kind of, I just feel like I was kind of just born to play football at that point because my dad played, my godfather played for the Chiefs too. And then a long family history of playing football.
That's what it's about, Charles. Yeah. You gotta you just gotta get the right DNA in you. You just gotta have the right mom or dad, you know?
Yeah, really.
Them D1 babies.
Yeah.
Damn, I think that's where I messed up. I mean, I'm divorced, so I messed up in all kinds of ways. But I don't know if she'll give me... I mean, I'm at least contributing to JUCO babies.
Yeah, I mean, you can go a long way from JUCO, though, so...
Yeah, I got him playing soccer, and it's... Yeah. I guess maybe he's long and lanky, and I was watching him run yesterday, and I was like, he's just not fast like me. I'm like, oh, I hate it. Like he looks, but I'm like, maybe he just looks like that because he's doesn't those long lanky.
Could just be smooth, just be, you know, striding. Yeah. Really, yeah.
That's what it is.
He got time to get faster too. He can always get faster.
Yeah, how do you get faster? I always thought that was like I just had it. I never worked on it. I just had it.
Yeah, I mean, I had to work on it. I had to do like a whole bunch of hip mobility stuff and like resistance bands. Those are like the two main things you need to do to get faster.
Hip mobility.
Yeah, hip mobility. Make sure you know if your hips all tight, you really can't. You know, you're not really as flexible. You gotta get flexible too. Stretching, that helps a lot. But hip mobility, stretching, and then resistance bands. That shit helps a lot.
Damn. See, there was never that stuff. I mean, there was kind of that the game's changing because, you know, young people like you have got so much more information out there. Do you use, when you're working out and stuff, is it all just from whatever trainers are telling you to do, or do you do your own research, like in the off season? Like, are you watching YouTube videos or talking to trainers? Like, how do you stay in shape and develop your own workout and stuff in like the off season?
I kind of just let the trainers do it, really. Because, you know, I've been working out with iRise since high school, so they kind of know, like, what I need to do and what I don't need to do, what's going to help me get better. And then the past couple months, I've been in Virginia training. I had a new trainer named Reese. He kind of just, like, the first week, kind of just, like, did basic workouts, see, like, my strengths and weaknesses, see what I need to work on. And after that, he, like, made this whole workout program for me for the next 2 months I was down there. So it kind of just depends, really. I just kind of just let trainers do whatever.
And eating too? Do you get to eat whatever you want, or they like got you put on a plan?
Well, when I was in Virginia, I was kind of like on a meal plan, kind of eating, like, I was eating a lot of fish and rice and chicken and vegetables. But honestly, I kind of got like a bad diet. I eat like Chipotle 2 to 3 times a week. Getting bags of candy consistently. So,
candy?
Yeah.
What's your favorite candy?
Any sour candy.
Yes.
any I type love of sour me
some,
candy.
I like some sour. I like any kind of gummy candy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be going to the candy store in Oak Park Mall.
I went to Vegas for shit. I go all the time. I love me some Vegas.
I gotta go. I've never been.
Yeah. I don't know. It's good, but you might want to stick to football for a bit. You might get sidetracked. Yeah. I'm walking down, and I was with this young lady, and she knows I got a little bit of a sweet tooth myself. Uh-huh. And she goes, "Hey, there's that candy store there." And I was like, "Nah, let's just keep going." She's like, "You sure?" I was like, "Nah, I'm good, because I know what happens to me. I am literally like a kid in a candy store. I go in that motherfucker, and I'm like, you know, like a kid." And she goes, "Come on, just go in there. We're in Vegas." I'm like, "All right." And it is. It's just every kind of candy you want. And they had like a Marilyn Monroe and an Elvis Presley made out of jelly beans, a giant statue, all jelly beans.
That's crazy.
And it's, I mean, I could have spent an hour or two in there just... Yeah. Just you go in there with a little bag. Uh-huh. Just I'll take some of these, and just fill that thing up. Yeah. The whole time I was in Vegas for like 5 days. The whole time I carried that bag of gummies and shit with me, just constantly eating, just drinking like the long 3-foot Slurpees and crushing candy. Vegas is so good. Yeah. It's so good. It's built for adult children like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I would, if I were on a professional NFL team, I think I want to go to the Raiders.
Raiders, be in Vegas.
I want to be in Vegas.
They got a club inside the stadium.
They got a club inside the stadium.
I did hear about that. That's actually crazy.
So you have to have probably a pretty impeccable record if they're doing like these background checks on your character.
Yeah.
Are you just a good dude?
Yeah, kind of just a good dude. Kind of just, you know, quiet, stay out the way. Don't really do much unless I got to. So.
And just focus on football? Yeah. Is that all you do?
I mean, pretty much. I mean, I don't really do upside. I mean, I'll hang out with my friends once in a while, but it's really just...
What do you do for fun? Like, I played for a little bit, and if I would have stuck with it, I probably could have gone D1.
Yeah.
But I got just, you know...
Sidetracked
big time. Like, women and selling weed was easy and fun. I was like, all right. Leads to other shit. And next thing you know, you're like... Just get done blowing lines, and you got like your 6 a.m. first of the day.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Hard workout to get through, especially the 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't even go to sleep. It just, that was the 90s, my late 90s, early 2000s. It was stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you're just treating it right. Like, I mean, because basically you are a business.
Pretty much.
You're a young business.
Yeah.
But like you are.
Yeah, but if I'm not doing like working out, I'll hang out with my friends. Like, we just now started to go out, like, as a friend group. Like, we didn't start going out until after we turned 21. So it's kind of like.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then whenever everybody was turning 21, quarantine hit 2020, 2021. That's when we was all turning 21. So quarantine. So, you know, everything was shut down. So we was really just at the crib, just playing Madden, playing 2K. That's when Fortnite was popping too. So we was on Fortnite every day, going crazy. And so we really just now started to go out. So, I mean, going out is cool. Not really. It's cool.
Can't, it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't see why people go out, you know, 3 to 4
spend
times
all that
a week.
Money.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see why people do that. But, you know, I'll do it, you know, once in a while.
Just, wait till just you get them, you know, big checks. Then you might, maybe then you'll see why.
Okay.
Do you see yourself, let's say you get drafted. Well, you're going to get drafted and you just it starts clicking, you start blowing up, you're like the number two wide receiver on the Steelers or some shit. And they're like paying you. Making it. You're like Antonio Brown kind of money. Yeah. Like, do you see money changing you, or do you see that lifestyle? Like, is that a trap that you could see yourself going down, or like, how do you see making that kind of
Money?
Bank.
I can see it kind of being a trap, but you know, my mom, my sister, they call me Mr. Krabs because I'm stingy. I don't like to spend money at all. But I feel like, you know, once I get a little bit of money, there will be that moment where like, damn, I need to splurge on something just because, you know, I got a little bit. Now let me, you know, go buy some nice jewelry. You know, let me go buy, I got to go get a G-Wagon. That's my dream car. So at some point, I got to go get that. But I feel I'll be fine with money. You know, my mom, my grandparents, they stay. Make sure I got decent money management. You know, they be on me about that.
You got a brilliant mom. Your mom is, she's got to be, just from knowing her, she's got to be a big reason why you're kind of where you're at, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Shout out.
Big reason. Her and my grandparents and my uncle too. They're like the main people, that, you know, where I'm at now.
So what is your first purchase with your first paycheck?
Oh, I'm getting a bag of candy. That's all I thought about. I'm getting a bag of candy, sit down, relax, kick my feet up, and just like, damn, I signed my first contract, feel relieved a little bit less stressed out.
Damn, that is the dream. So do wide receivers that get drafted in like the fifth, sixth round area, are they put on like a rookie minimum, or do they get paid a little bit more? And do they tend to go towards the practice squad, or are they on like the roster?
So I know for like the later rounds, it'll be a 3-year contract. Like probably, I don't know like the money, like the details and all that stuff, but I know for sure it's a 3-year contract. You have to go through the rookie mini camp that starts in the beginning of May, you know, learn all the players and stuff. And then like the actual camp where the whole team is there starts, I think, mid-June or end of June, all the way up until August before the preseason. But other than that, it depends on what type of situation you're in, like what team you go to. So for example, if I was like to get drafted by the Bengals, it'll probably be hard for me to make the roster because you got Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Boyd. So that's like they three main receivers. You see what I'm saying? So, but if you go somewhere like the Steelers or the Commanders or like maybe even Chiefs, where like the receiving room isn't loaded, but they still have receivers there, you still have like a chance like to make the roster.
Receiver. Yeah, there's definitely room.
Yeah, there's definitely room. You see what I'm saying? But if I was to go to like to the Jets, they just loaded the receiving room, so it's like damn, it'll be hard for you to make the
Who's
roster.
On the Jets?
Lazard
from Pat.
Yep.
Lazard.
And then Garrett Wilson just won Rookie of the Year. Yep. And then they just picked up somebody else too.
Okay.
So, and same thing with the Eagles. They got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. It's like, damn, kind of loaded. Yeah, loaded.
So would you,
depending on the situation.
Would you want to get on a situation where they're loaded? I know you don't care. You just want to be in the game.
Yeah.
But surely inside of you, you've got a preference. Like, I want to go to a team that's loaded so I can learn from an A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Or do you want to go to a team that's like, you know, that I can be put in there and learn by trial by fire?
Yeah. I want to say both, though. I want to go to a team to where it's like they got some veterans there to help me out. Because, you know, a rookie is going to – most people struggle their rookie year, too, because it's a whole different game. Everybody bigger, stronger, and faster than, you know, what you expect. But I would say a little bit of both. A team that got some veterans there who, you know, been playing for a minute could teach me some things, but also to a team to where I'll get opportunity, you know, so I can do off rip like my rookie year.
And then how do you get teaching from one of those veterans? Are they usually, I know you don't know, but are they usually cool and they want to help out the rook, or are they kind of like, no, this young kid's come trying to take my spot. I ain't showing him shit.
I feel like it might be a little bit of both, but I feel like there'll be some, you know, some cool veterans out there who like, you know what, just, you know, come do this workout with me, teach you how to do this, and, you know, come watch some extra film with me so I can show you what I see so you can put that to your game too. So
have you worked out with any?
No, I haven't worked out with any type of NFL players.
No?
No, well, I worked out with Deron Lowe. He plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers now, but he plays defensive back. He's from Kansas City too. So that's really about it. Other than that, I've just been doing it myself, just, you know. Cause I like working out by myself anyways. I don't like working out with a whole bunch of people. Because, you know, when you work out with a whole bunch of people, you get too distracted, you get sidetracked. Talking about some other shit you don't need to be doing. Don't really work out as hard because, you know, you with the homies, you're just chilling, getting a sweat. So, yeah, I like to work out by myself anyways.
Yeah, I'm hearing all the right things from you. Yeah. I'm like, I want him to be like, just, I want you to be like, football's, is football the only thing you're focused on?
Yeah, right now, football's the only thing you're focused on, yeah.
Don't get trapped by women.
Yeah.
Don't do it. <That's> Have you had that talk? Has your mom or anyone had that talk? Like, keep away? Like,
since I was 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
I started young.
Cause that's tough for me. I know. I'd be like, yeah, the ladies are like looking me up and down. I'm the number one wide receiver at whatever college. Yeah. Like, I would, that'd be tough for me to.
I definitely had some fun times in college just cause. Definitely had some fun times. I will not complain about that.
Yeah. Were you the star wide receiver? Like, were you the number one?
I was number one, but we also had two other receivers, Deshaun Moreau and Jalen Lampe. We kind of shared a little bit. We all ate. We all had great numbers. We were all conference. We were all top five in the conference for yards and reception. So we all did good.
Are they all going into the draft?
Deshaun is, but Jalen, he got one more year. So he'll be at my school again for this up and coming season.
How many wide receivers are going into the draft?
From my school?
No, in general. Is it like?
Probably hella. Probably.
And you got to just hope you're. Like, yeah. How many will get drafted?
Not
roughly.
Not that many. Probably, I'd say roughly no more than 20. Because there's 7 rounds, and, you know, there's a lot of picks in each round. So I'll say no more than 20. And there's also 10 other positions that I got to get drafted to on both sides of the ball. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's kind of just, you really just got to hope you have a good pro day. You know, so.
You had a good pro day?
Yeah, I had a good pro day. They like what they're seeing in my pro day.
Yeah.
Especially when I ran the 4-5, because, you know, I'm bigger. I look big. I look like, you know, people thought I play linebacker. Like, oh, you must play linebacker. No, I play receiver. But, you know, you got to hope you have a good pro day and an agent that has connections, too. Your agent got connections, then that gets your foot in the door, and then you'll be good to go.
Really? Is it that finicky with that? Like, if you have an agent that just happens to have connections, and how does he get these connections? I want to be an agent.
Yeah, just knowing people.
Yeah.
Really. I'm just talking to people, knowing people, resources, and I really think that's about it, you know?
Is there a team out there you don't want to be on? Like, say... Yeah, I mean, you don't have to say it, but you can just say, yeah, there is it, like, if the... I won't even say it, but say this team drafted, would you be like, yes, I made it, but damn, did I have to go to them? I got to go to the Browns.
I got a couple friends who play in the Browns too, so I mean that wouldn't be bad. They play defense though, but I mean I wouldn't. I'm gonna say no to answer that question.
Okay,
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, good answer. I don't want to get you in trouble in case you do get on the Browns and they're like, damn. I like the Browns. Their uniform. But they fucked up my guy.
Who?
Braylon Edwards.
Oh, really?
That was my favorite.
That was your favorite?
Wide receiver. He had the Chad Henne connection.
Yeah. That Michigan stuff.
Yeah, they started at the same time. They were both freshmen when they started. And
okay. Yeah.
Do you have any NFL? You have some NFL friends?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple NFL friends.
Do you talk to them to try to kind of get advice or anything, like how they did it or how to prepare? Or
I kind of just asked him, like, what's it like stepping in the locker room. I was one of my friends, Myra Mitchell, he played for the Vikings. I was like, damn, what's it like putting on that jersey for the first time, stepping that stadium and see the crowd? Was like, damn, that's just unreal experience. You gotta come experience this shit. He says nothing but work. All you gotta do is just work and keep your head level and then you'll be straight. So I kind of just asked him, like, what it's like to, you know, be in the locker room and, you know, what it's like traveling, because, you know, that traveling schedule is crazy.
Yeah, did you not travel that much in college? I mean, you got a game every week. But.
We had a game every week, but, you know, it was half home games. We only played 10 games, and the NFL is 16. So five home games, 5 away games, and the away games wouldn't be no more than 4 hours away. See what I'm saying? You know, NFL, I can be, for example, be in Kansas City, have to go all the way down to, you know, L.A. or Florida. Yeah, yeah.
Or London.
Because, yeah, they don't have that game this year to where they're going to Europe, the Chiefs.
Do they go there this year?
I think they're going there this year.
Oh, wow.
I'm not too sure.
But yeah, there's the thing. Now they go to London and Mexico City.
Yeah.
All over. That's got to be hard.
Yeah.
So what did he say? What is it like?
He was like, it takes a little bit to get used to. That's why, you know, they said the rookie mini can't help them out a lot because, you know, all the rookies get there, they have 2 weeks to learn their playbook and, you know, get through the facilities, meet all the coaches and, you know, get used to it before all the, you know, veterans come in. So he said... Yeah.
Damn, that would be cool. What's the biggest crowd you've played in front of?
probably a home game this past year. I went to a small school, so I would say probably 3,000. So
damn, that's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's a lot of people, but it's not a lot of people compared to everybody else.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
Yeah.
What will you do? Have you thought about that when you go into a stadium and there's 50,000 people just going nuts?
I'm probably going to walk out of town and just look around and be like, damn, that's a lot of people. But try not to get stuck in it. Let's look around like, damn, that's a lot of people. But, you know, just leave it at that.
Just leave it at that. It's easier to say than easier to do, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see.
Are you going to go live? Go Instagram live? Look at this.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go Instagram live at some point. People got to see that. They got to.
All right. So wide receivers tend to be flashy. Mm-hmm. These tend to, you know, set some dance trends and celebrate. Mm-hmm. When I played soccer, I was a celebrating fool.
Yeah.
If there was a dance, I did all the dances back then, all the stupid shit. I'd go to the corner flag on all fours like a dog and lift my leg up and pee on it.
That was funny.
Like, I did all that shit. I did some wild shit. I loved it. Are you a celebratory kind of guy, or are you like a Barry Sanders, hand the ball and walk back kind of?
Like a Barry Sanders, hand the ball, walk back, you know. Just keep it, I guess what they call it, old school, traditional, you know. And I don't really be dancing anyways. I mean, I can dance, but, you know, I'd rather, you know, just go back to the sideline, drink my little Gatorade.
That is cool. Yeah. Like I said, I was a celebratory guy.
Yeah.
And I was watching my son. He's a lot like me in many ways. Yeah. And he scored a goal last week. And a kid scored a goal before him, mm-hmm. and did all kinds of little Fortnite dances. Just that, that, that. I was like, funny. Oh shit, it's hilarious. Yeah. Like, this kid going off, he's feeling it.
Yeah.
And then my kid scored right after that, not long ago, that, and he just scored the goal, turned around, and just walked back to the middle. Like a gangster, like
I do this shit, yeah.
Not a big deal at all. A big deal. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's how you feel it. Yeah.
I was like, damn, that's cold.
I feel that. Yeah.
That's cold too.
Yeah, like I do this shit. Yeah.
But I do like the fucking dance, man. I like the song.
Yeah.
All right. You won't dance at all. Will you dance in the NFL with your friend, or is it? Have you thought about it? I'm already thinking way ahead. Like,
yeah, keep your first touchdown. I'm keeping that ball for sure. Yeah. Keeping the first touchdown, but
that's when your family's in this game.
Yeah, most definitely. I don't know. I might be feeling it. You know, first NFL
gritty?
Touchdown. I might do something. Just be happy because, you know, damn, I scored a touchdown in the NFL. Not too many people could say that shit. So
damn,
it
facts.
Might be give me a great feel. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Honestly,
does it get in your head? Or do you kind of not think about it and it is what it is? But, like, what goes through your head when it's just Israel at night about to close his eyes for sleep? Are you thinking about, like, yo, I might be in the fucking NFL?
Yeah. Especially after this past football season, like, damn near every night, like, damn, like, this shit getting, like, realistic. Especially, like, whenever I had to do the workout for the Chiefs, like, damn, I'm in the NFL locker room and all the coaches were there. Even Coach Reed was in there watching the workout. I was like, oh shit, like this shit done got serious. I'd be like, every night, be like, damn, like it's getting like realistic. It's time to go make this shit happen now.
Do you lose sleep over it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I probably only get about 5 hours sleep now because I'll be up like, damn, like this shit about to happen. Like, I'm ready to see what's happening.
When is the draft? Is that next week?
It's the 27th through the 29th. So that's in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks?
Yeah.
What are you doing for the draft?
I'll have a draft party on the 29th.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
have a draft party, have everybody come, you know, drinks, food, just music, come kicking, you know, just come celebrate.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. I want to know where you're going to go.
Yeah, come to the draft party.
Okay. When is it? What day is it?
My mom's still figuring out, but, you know, and I got your Instagram, I'll just let you know.
When's the draft? Is it Saturday, Sunday?
I think it might be Friday through Sunday.
Thursday through Saturday.
Yeah, Thursday through Saturday.
Well, when you don't know when your party would be?
It'll probably be on that Saturday or maybe the day after. So okay. Probably might be on 30th.
While they're drafting?
Yeah.
So day two, probably?
Or day two or day three.
Oh, they do 3 days?
Yeah, 3 days. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So. All right. I'll go.
Yeah, show up.
I will. Yeah. I would. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Man, I want you to go so bad, and I don't care where you go.
Yeah.
And it's got, so you were saying you like to kick with your friends and play Madden and 2K.
Yeah.
Have you thought about what it'd be to see you in a Madden game?
Oh, I was just thinking about that the other day. I was playing this show. I was like, damn, hold on. If I once I, you know, get into the NFL, I'm using myself in Madden all the time. I'm taking everybody I'm putting myself in and going crazy. Really. Yeah, I thought about that. That would be cool, though. Definitely a cool experience.
What if they fuck your stats up and you're like,
that's okay, I'm in the game. I don't even care. I don't even care.
Damn, that would be
it'd be dope.
Yeah. I made it. Yeah. I'm on fucking Madden.
That'd be crazy.
Madden. Dude, I couldn't imagine being in a video game.
I couldn't either, but you know, I guess we'll see. Next year around this time.
Yeah. All right, what'd you say your first thing is when you buy that candy? And then what's like your real, is it jewelry? Is it a necklace?
It'd probably be...
You want some more tequila? Probably be... El Tequila, you know?
Let me get a little bit more. But probably some jewelry, or I definitely want to get the G-Wagon though at some point. I mean, I'll probably be my first like big purchase, a G-Wagon, really.
You ever seen the documentary Broke?
I have. Yeah, we had to watch it at JUCO, so we had like this, whenever, you know how we first get there, before fall camp, we have like do these seminar sessions, whatever, but during one of the seminar sessions, we had to watch that documentary Broke, just so, you know, they put in our mindset now, you know, even though we in JUCO, after this, you guys will go somewhere farther and better than this. So can you see how people end up? So don't be like this. Because, you know, it's easy to spend money, too, especially whenever you got it. You lose track of it.
I mean, you can see a documentary, but then when you actually get caught up in it.
It's hard to get
out of it. Ain't nobody thinking about that documentary.
Yeah, facts, yeah. Especially when you're living in it. It's like you just live in the moment. You don't know what's going on until the money gone. It's like, damn, what happened to it? And it's like, shit, what do I do
what now? There's some... I saw... What's his name? Deontay West.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball player.
Yeah, he's played LeBron. Yeah.
Hot sauce in my bag. I just know him from a song. This was like, I mean, this is pre-TikTok. This was probably like MySpace days, maybe even before that. But he was like doing some kind of like video of him in a drive-thru with his buddies at like Taco Bell, and he's high as fuck, just higher than giraffe pussy. And then he gets like some hot, and he's like asking for hot sauce. He's like, oh yeah, hot sauce in my bag, hot sauce in my bag. I was like, dude, this dude's like in the NBA not rapping, just singing about hot sauce in his bag, high as fuck, living the life.
Yeah.
Living the life how you're supposed to as a pro athlete. Like almost every boy dreams of being a pro athlete.
Yeah.
This guy makes it. And then I saw some shit on him on YouTube not that long ago where...
Oh, yeah. He's homeless now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, homeless for real. Yeah.
Like, homeless for real.
Like, I don't know. Sad story. Yeah, it's definitely a sad story. I think he was hooked on some type of drugs, too. And, you know, once you're on drugs, you got money, you're just spending money on drugs, and you doing this and doing that. And
damn.
Shit happened fast.
There's so many traps, Israel.
A lot.
So you're young.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
23.
Yep, 23.
Yeah.
God, you just got the world ahead of you.
Yeah.
And there's so many traps. And I could imagine being this, like, you're not a big Instagram or social media user either. No, you're doing shit right. You're getting drafted.
Yeah.
You are getting drafted. There are just too many traps out there. It seems like you're avoiding them.
Yeah.
Shouts out to your mom.
Yeah, shout out to my mom.
Makita.
Yeah.
All right, now... I gotta ask, what's it like having her as your mom? Cause she's an attractive young lady.
Uh-huh.
She's an alpha.
Yeah.
She is. She's just a badass.
Yeah. I mean,
she's kind of creative, a little shadow for you to live in. Like, what do you?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, for real, I appreciate it. She a good mom. I mean, she do whatever she want, you know. She just do whatever, really. And I'll be like, damn, she just doing whatever, living her life to her fullest. So.
And you love that?
I love it. I mean,
support it?
Yeah, I mean.
I know, because I know some kids might just kind of, you know, leave my mom alone. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's her life. She can do what she wants.
She's
she an adult, you know, so it's her life. So, you know, so I support whatever she do, really.
Man.
Yeah, so.
You got a good head. You're getting drafted. Yeah. You're getting drafted.
Yeah.
Oh, when it comes, when you get drafted, I'm going to take you with my last pick in my fantasy draft this year.
Okay. I'm going to get you some fantasy points.
I'll probably never use you, but you'll be on my roster.
At least I'm on there. That's okay.
What is that shirt? You guys got the old smiley face with a V with red coming down it.
I got this from Half and Half, the clothing store that's in Overland Park for $5. Yeah, for $5. I got these yesterday, actually.
Yeah, had to get the fit right for the podcast.
Yeah, had the cool face, the blood coming down and stuff. You know, it's a little V for like V long. So I don't know how I got a $5, but you know, I got a $5. So,
were there any teams or cornerbacks or anybody that gave you fits in college?
No.
Were you like, nah? No, you just.
Nah. I mean, okay, well, there was a couple of teams. So, like, towards the end of the football season, like, I started to see, like, a lot of, like, double covers, like, bracket covers. Have, like, the linebacker playing press over me and, like, safety over the top, mirroring wherever I go. It's like, damn, kind of hard to maneuver at that. But then I seen that as, like, okay, so I got two people on me. I'm taking two people out to play automatically. That means we have even numbers to go block and do something with somebody else. So that helped out the team a lot, too. So I kind of that was probably the only thing, but it ended up benefiting us more because they so worried about me, they were forgetting about, you know, the other people we got. So it's like, damn, everybody else going to eat now. So that's how it goes.
You don't care?
No. As long as we win the game, I don't know.
You don't care? Do you really not care?
No, I really don't.
You just want to win?
I just want to win, for real. Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That seems, because, you know, again, with the, like, dancing and shit, wide receivers tend to kind of be, egocentric.
Yeah, most definitely.
Just kind of, but you're not like that.
Not at all.
You just want to win.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
You know, I'll get mine eventually, but we're going to win. Yeah.
I love that. I can't see you not going.
Yeah.
So do you have an agent?
Yeah, I do.
How do you get an agent? How are you like, I go to this medium school, but I feel like I got it. Like, does an agent come to you, or do you have to go to an agent? How does the whole business side of this shit work?
So at the bigger schools, you know, Alabama, like Bryce Young, or, you know, CJ Stroud, Ohio State, whatever, the agents come to them because, you know, they're
fuck
the big
Ohio
time.
State, by the way.
Yeah. Rival. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, since they're at the big schools and, you know, they big time players, first round players, the agents was coming to them because, you know, big schools. But in my case, when I was in Virginia, I was staying with my cousin, Kedrick and Crystal, and he used to play for the Redskins. So this is really his agent, his former agent, who's my agent now. So he kind of like put me on, helped me out. So that's really how I got an agent, because of him.
What does an agent do for you? Like, I mean, I know they're talking to teams and they got their ear to the ground, but like one-on-one, like are they like your friend? Are they just your business person that just kind of like, you're like your barber or something? Like how, like what's the relationship with you and an agent, and how do you manage that?
Well, me and my agent, he kind of like family, because he know my family personally. So he's been around my family, been at, you know, birthday parties, dinner parties. So it's kind of like a family risk of me and my agent. But then it's also a business too. Like I got to do my part and he going to do his part. And then we going to meet in the middle and make it happen, really. So in my case, it's both family and business. Because, in other people's cases, it's probably just be more business, because most people don't even meet their agent. It's straight just over the phone talking and, you know, texting. But, you know, met my agent and see what it looked like, and it's really just a family vibe, really.
Why did you choose the JUCO route and not straight into a bigger school?
Out of high school, I didn't have the grades to go D1, because I had a good amount of options out of high school. I had KU, K-State, Nebraska, Iowa State, even had Clemson look at me for a little bit, and then I went to this Nike opening camp too, so where like the top 100 players in the country go to in each region or whatever. But I just didn't really have the grades coming out of high school, so I had to go JUCO.
How come you didn't have the grades?
I
didn't have grades either, but I know why.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I just
school.
Fucked off. I was like, I don't want to. Have fun. I don't care. Yeah. I'm good enough to pass tests and pass.
Yeah,
that's all
pretty
I
much the bare minimum. I was like, damn, once I pass, I don't really care. But yeah, and then in high school too. It's kind of like I'm having fun in high school. You know, I'm playing. At some point, I was playing four sports at a time. You know, I'm playing football, basketball, baseball, and track at the same time. It's like, you know, I'm playing sports. I'm in high school having fun, going to, like, the high school parties and shit. So I'm like, I'm having fun. So I kind of got sidetracked a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is.
But you learned. You learned at a young age. So
definitely learned.
You didn't quite have the grades.
Yep.
And then why did you choose, Southwest Oklahoma State, you said?
Yep.
Did they choose you or did you choose them? Or, like, how do you go from... All right, I'm ready to get out of JUCO and step it up.
Yeah, well, this Coach Kirkland. He was at the school called Incarnate Word in San Antonio.
It was like Kirkland your JUCO coach?
No, he was my coach at Southwestern Oklahoma State. So he was recruiting me out of JUCO to go to Incarnate Word, but then he moved to go to a school in New Mexico called New Mexico Highlands. So he called me one day, said, "We want you to come here, come play for me. I've known you since you was at JUCO, this, that, and third." So boom. Did a year and a half, 2 years there, then he was like, after this past, not the past season, but two seasons ago, he was like, "You know, I'm going to the school in Oklahoma. It's closer to home for you, better school, better facilities, and, you know, better, just like, feels like a normal school, like a bigger school or whatever." He's like, "I want you to come here." So I said, "Okay." Got in the transfer portal, so I'm coming to Oklahoma to come play football. So kind of just like followed him. So that's kind of, he kind of like chose me and I kind of chose him, really.
Really?
Yeah.
And did he sell you, like, I mean, he, okay. Did he sell you on coming there? Like, I guess, why there and not like a Big 12 or a Big 10 kind of school?
He kind of just sold me, really. I mean, he was just...
What did he sell you on? There's 3,000 people that are going to watch you?
Yeah, but...
I don't mean to be shitty. Curious. No disrespect. I'm just curious, like, why...
From day one, he told me, "Oh, you're an NFL caliber player." I'm like, "All right," because I never heard that before. I'm like, "You know, okay." I figured he was just talking, but he kept saying, "It's like, look at what you're doing film compared to some of these NFL guys. Like, you're doing the same thing. Just all you need to do is just trust me, and you're going to get to that level." So I'm like, "Okay. He's talking good, so let me just, you know, figure out what he's about." And at some point, he came to see me, called me again. He's like, "What do you want? You just come make it happen. Trust me, and you'll get to the next steps you need to be." I was like, "Fuck it, okay. Let's do it. Let's make
really?
It happen." Yeah.
If he's telling you, I'm just talking here. Mm-hmm. Don't take anything out of it. But if he's telling me, if he were telling me, "Hey, you got NFL quality. Look what you're doing," then I'd be like, "Dude, thanks.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. If I'm NFL quality, maybe I should go to a bigger school. Yeah. Then why would I go most to definitely. North? You know,
yeah, most definitely
Southwest Oklahoma State or whatever. Like, why not go? All right, then I'm going to K-State. Yeah. I'm going to Oklahoma or whatever." Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you just trusted him?
Trust, really. It was all just trust, honestly.
How? Why him?
I mean,
that's crazy.
I also have a great relationship with his wife and kids, too. Like, I used to been to their birthday parties, picked them up from school, went to their basketball practice, went to the game and stuff. So it's kind of like another family, really. So it's really just.
Did you guys get a championship or anything? Or what was the.
No, we didn't get a championship.
Like, what division was that?
I went D2. So I was at. Yeah. It's in the. Great American Conference.
Okay.
And so when we was in Mexico, we did win a bowl game. So we won a bowl game in Mexico.
Oh, you got to play in a bowl game?
Yeah, we got to play in a bowl game.
Which bowl? Get out of here. You don't even remember?
No, I don't remember.
It wasn't even that big of a deal?
It really wasn't, because it was kind of like a last minute selection type thing. So he was like, "Damn, we'll go play in it. Just go get a ring." But
who'd you play against?
We played against New Mexico. Oh shit, the purple and yellow school.
They?
I have no idea. I'm blanking right now.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but they had like this little arena coming down to the stadium. It was kind of cool though. But we played that
bowl game. Was not that big of a deal for you?
No, because it was like last minute selection. It was kind of like a pity selection. Like, you guys come play the game. It was cool.
Is there a good thing with it because you guys get to practice longer?
People was mad about that because the bowl game was on the 30th, so people couldn't go home for Thanksgiving. Everybody was looking forward to going home for Thanksgiving because, you know, that's the best time of year to go get the best food, get to see your family again. Some people on the team was like mad
about
that.
Especially for college kids, Charles. Think about that. Yeah. When you were in college. Like, I just want to go home and eat some good food and see some family.
I haven't seen your family since end of May, beginning of June, and damn, you tell me I got to, you know, stay here for Thanksgiving, eat pieces of pizza or like some turkey that, you know what I'm saying, don't even taste that good.
Oh no.
You know what I mean? So yeah.
It wasn't worth it? Was it worth it?
I mean, we won, so I'll say it was worth it.
And you got a ring for it? Oh yeah. How horrible. I gave all this up and we lost.
Yeah. If we would have lost, that's, people would, for sure would have been mad about that. Yeah. And it was cold too.
Where was it at?
It was in New Mexico.
It was in New Mexico, and they were from New Mexico.
Yeah, we played.
But that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. So it was. It might have just been the Border Bowl or some shit like that. Because we was on like, that's not fun. Oh man, but because we were on the opposite sides of the border or whatever, so it was like I might have just been the border bull, honestly.
Oh, you guys were on the opposite side of the border as of New Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay, my geography is incredible. You got was.
Yeah, I don't have good geography skills either, but it was kind
of. Well, yeah, it's because you went to JUCO like me. Damn. Wow, it wasn't even. Okay. I played in a JUCO Bull Stadium. Or, I mean, a Bull Stadium for a soccer game in high school once.
Yeah.
I got a red card.
What'd you do?
All right, so. The game was the very next day after prom. Mm. So prom was on a Saturday, I think. And this game was Sunday morning. Stupid. Yeah. And this was my first prom, and it was a senior prom, and I was a junior. Oh my God, I could do a whole podcast on this night that I had at this prom.
Yeah.
Wild. It was Louisiana. I went to three different high schools. Mm-hmm. One of them was Louisiana. Louisiana can fucking party.
Oh yeah.
They can party. Yeah. I go to this prom party with my date. She's a senior, a dime piece, let me tell you. She's a dime to this day. Sarah Parks. Yeah. Shout out to you and those giant titties. The biggest tits in the school. Oh, and she wasn't fat. It wasn't that kind of big. They were just big and nice.
Yeah.
Oh, she was sexy. She was so sexy. Oh, and so she invited me to go to prom, and we go with her friend, and her friend was a little... And her friend went to... Her date was like a 23-year-old car salesman.
Oh, man.
At least 23. Yeah. Your age.
Yeah.
Could you imagine going...
That's creepy.
Yeah. It was creepy.
I wouldn't do that shit, but...
But I'm probably 16 and a half at the time or some shit like that. So there's this 23-year-old dude that's with us. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this dude's kind of cool.
Most definitely.
When you're at that age, you think a 23-year-old's older and cool. And she was like, oh. And then we stopped at a gas station to get some alcohol. And I had a couple already. I drank like a beer or two. Me and this older dude are in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I see him put something in his mouth. I'm like, yo, what's that? He goes, here you go, take some.
Oh,
I'm like, all right, cool. I don't know what it is. I'll trust you.
Yeah.
And I popped some fucking weird ass pill. To this day, I don't know what it was. But it got me turnt.
Yeah.
I had some fun that night.
Yeah.
It wild. And so anyway, so that whole night, I'm like, the first night I'm on some random pill, I'm drinking, I'm going hard, I lost my virginity tonight to Sarah Parks. Shout out to you, Sarah. Thank you for that. Ew, I gotta say, this is another tangent. I'm having sex with this girl, and she says, you're better than the 30-year-old I'm sleeping with.
That definitely boosts some confidence.
It boosts some confidence, but I was like, damn.
Good.
You're fucking a 30-year-old?
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Like, you're in high school fucking a 30-year-old?
That's insane,
This guy need, like, I don't know who this guy is, but the cops need to have a talk with him.
Yeah, for sure need to come find him.
So I have this whole wild-ass reckless night. Me and Sarah fall asleep on the floor of this other girl's house.
Yeah.
I slept for, like, 2 hours, and I'm like, yo, you need to take me to this game. Mm-hmm. My dad was the coach. So we go. It was it was the Paulin Weed Eater Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana. The Paulin Weed Eater Bowl. And we played in that, and I'm just half drunk still and half hungover and half pilled out, whatever that thing, concoction I was. And I'm playing and playing, and I'm just not feeling it. I'm like, I got no energy. I'm falling asleep. And like, I just see a dude, I just jumped on him and gave him a headlock.
Oh man.
Took him to the ground and got immediately red carded. And I'm like, you know, my dad was of course disappointed, like, what the hell was that? What was that? he had no idea what my night was. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what came over me. I guess I'll go home and take a nap. And with a red card, you miss that game and the next game. Mm-hmm. And the next game was that day.
Oh,
so I just went home and slept.
So you was chilling.
All day and chilling.
Yeah. Maybe it was worth it, getting the red card.
Yeah, I mean, it was for me.
Yeah.
I think we lost the next two games without me, but I was like, yeah, it was worth it. I don't even know why I got that. Why did I even go that? I had a question for anyone. Yeah. Why was that?
Well, you know, I'm talking about not being distracted, focus on football.
Yeah, see, that's why. Yeah. That's why I couldn't have been a professional athlete. Is I had all the physical abilities, mm-hmm. but mentally, yeah. I just wasn't. I didn't have Makita as my mom.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, no disrespect, my mom. She was yeah. amazing. Well, I was just, I don't know. I can't even blame her. I'm just a wild.
Yeah, it's like to have fun.
Idiot. And now I look at back at myself now, I'm like, damn, what could have been?
Yeah.
What could have been?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, what separates you from the wide receiver that's just not quite as good as you, that's not going to make the NFL or not even going to just... He'll enter the draft because he can, and he's got people's yes men telling him he can, but he ain't got no shot.
Yeah.
Like, what separates you between the next guy below you?
I play special teams. I played in college. I played kickoff return. I was back there catching punts on punt return, and I did a punt too. So I did all 4 years of special teams. So that's gonna help a lot too.
That does help.
Yeah, if you can play special teams. And you can just be a special team guy for like your first 2 years and learn the playbook and get better as a receiver. Think about it. If you on special teams, you on the roster. You on the 53-man roster. And so, you're always going to be on the field, no matter at all 4 quarters. So, and then they only take, I think, 6 receivers to like games and shit. So, think about it. I'm the receiver, and then I'm playing special teams, so I'm have a chance of getting a receiver too at some point.
Are you special? Is special teams on both sides of the ball, like kickoff and return?
Yeah, it'd be kickoff return, then punt and punt return. So for kickoff, though, it'd be mainly defensive guys because, you know, on kickoff you want your best tackles.
I always look at I do have some ignorance when it comes to football. I mean, I know a lot about it, mm-hmm. like.
Yeah.
I know, but I am ignorant to kind of like inside football kind mm-hmm. of shit.
Yeah.
And I kind of look like. Special teams is kind of, they just kind of throw whoever out there, but it is kind of a big deal.
It's kinda, yeah, I mean,
and you don't mind like tackling, like.
No, I don't mind tackling. I used to play. I played corner in high school a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you the biggest cornerback?
Yeah. 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 Well, actually, you know something crazy? Isaiah Simmons, he's probably the biggest cornerback. He played at Clemson all 4 years. He got drafted in 2020, number 9. For the first round 9th pick to the Cardinals, and he was 6'4", 225 playing safety. So imagine looking back there as a 15-year-old, 16-year-old kid, like, damn, who's this?
Oh my god,
grown man out there playing safety. Yeah, but now he played linebacker for the Cardinals, so you know he's doing good now.
Oh shit, he went from cornerback to linebacker.
Yeah, so he tell you how big he and he also like one of the freak athletes. He ran a 4.35, 4.33, one of the fast people on the team at Clemson. So
that's a fast linebacker. Yeah. Or I guess he was playing corner then.
Yeah, playing safety. Yeah.
Would you be open to switching positions? I mean, yeah. I know you would, but yeah. Are there odds of you switching sides, like being a cornerback instead of a wide receiver, or are your hands just so good they're not even gonna?
I do got good hands, but I mean I don't think that would happen just because, you know, I've, you know, no team's ever said that. They said, you know, just we'd like to see run routes.
Are you too slow for corner?
No, I wouldn't say I'm too slow for corner because, you know, it's not really. I could be a zone corner like Richard Sherman or Stephon Gilmore, just, you know, being zone, wouldn't have to play man that much if needed, you know. So I think I'd be fine if I had to play corner. And I'll just have to change my workouts up, you know, to get used to moving backwards instead of going forward all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you start off in the back pedal and, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so it'd just be, you know, have to adjust a lot, really, just to, you know, transition.
That would be hard. Yeah, stick with wide receiver. Fuck that. Scoring these fools.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I could imagine. Yeah. I want to see you catching. I want to see. I do, dude. I'm very excited if you.
Appreciate it.
If I get to watch you on a Sunday, on a practice squad, or not on a special teams.
Yeah.
So you don't mind hitting people? You want more? Yeah, you still got some
good
in there.
I'm good. I still
Charles, how you doing? You need some more whiskey? I'll take a little bit. He's going to take some more. Here you go. Knock yourself out. Pour yourself. Gotcha. I'm going to take me a little sip here.
Yeah.
So what's the biggest difference between the guy that can't quite, not quite there than you?
This special teams. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Why? So can't anybody, Can't anybody play special teams?
Anybody can, but most people aren't willing to play special teams.
You see really? What
I'm saying? Like, there'll be some receivers out there that's like, man, fuck that. I don't want to play special teams. I just want to play receiver because special teams, it's like a...
Well, that's a mistake.
Exactly. And most people don't really want to do the extra work because in practice, you're doing receiver drills, you're catching balls and all this shit, and then you have a special team segment too to where you got to, you know, go through all special team stuff. And
but if you love football and you love to play and you just want to be out there playing, why wouldn't you want the extra... That's what separates you. You're working harder than these people.
And some people just not built for it too, because you can. Some receivers they'll be 6 feet 6'1", but they'll be like 170, 175, 180, like a little light.
Ooh,
see what I'm saying?
That's skinny.
Exactly. So
you ain't like, tackling nobody.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, damn, what am I gonna go out there for? I'm a little guy. I'm even trying to go out there and go tackle somebody. That's not, you know what I'm saying? So
bulk up, son.
Exactly. Yeah. So
bulk up. Get your creatine in. You eat your protein.
Yeah.
Pack on 15, 20 pounds.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Hit motherfuckers. Start hitting them.
Yeah.
Do you like to be hit?
I don't mind it. You know, if I get hit, I'll be like, okay.
What's the hardest you ever been hit?
Probably coming from a slant. I was playing slot.
Ooh.
Ran a slant. Got hit. I caught it, though, but I got hit.
In college?
Yeah, in college. This was this past season, actually. As hard as I've been hit, but...
You know who Jim Rome is? You guys know Jim Rome? Jim Rome, like his radio show back in the day. Like Jim, you don't know who Jim Rome is?
I don't think so.
Jim Rome had the like pinnacle sports talk show on radio in like the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who he is? That's so wild.
You said early 2000s?
Yeah.
I was still damn near in diapers in early 2000s.
He's still around, but okay. No, I get it. Yeah. That's just crazy to me that, you're 20. This would have been 23 years ago. This dude was like the king of media when it came to sports talk.
Okay.
Like, very big time. Very big time. He toured around the country doing these shows. Really? He called them tour stops. Mm-hmm. And I went to one. I was like the first person in line with some of my friends at Bartle Hall. I mean, it was a giant fucking deal. And we played like some flag or some pickup football, like touch football in the street the night before. I got took out by a planter, like a giant, you know, like a big cylinder stone planter with trees. I did a little out route and just, and I caught it. And I made the newspaper and the news.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I had a bloody knee, and I made Jim Rome's website.
Oh damn, that's cool. Dude.
It was cool.
Cool. Damn.
So yeah, I didn't get hit by some college player. I got hit by a city planter.
So that city planter undefeated.
Yeah, it's still there
really,
today.
It's undefeated.
It's still there.
Yeah.
It didn't budge. Are you nervous about the transition because it is a different game and it is strong? Like, have you had any ability to see the transition from college to the NFL? Like, have you been working out with a bunch of players or people that are next level?
Yeah, it was really the really transition to those eye openers, like working out in front of the team and stuff, like how they do stuff. Because for example, when I was working out with the Chiefs, it was in like position drills, like position work, you know, getting our feet warmed up, make sure, you know, getting our catches in, whatever. And what they was doing there, I did none of that shit in college. Like, it was just a little bit, it was like just a little bit more work.
Like what?
So we had this one drill. We had three cones every 5 yards. So cone at 5 yard line, cone at 10 yard line, cone at 15 yard line. We had to go around them, go around it, and then run a route into it. That's a lot of movement for, you know, just warming up and doing position work. So I was like, okay, that's something to get used to. Because in college, we would just, you know, do the little basic drills, get some catches in, and, you know, get to the team segments. And I would say the transition for the NFL, I'm more, I wouldn't say I'm, like, worried or I'm more anxious about, like, the technique. Because in the NFL, you have to have a better technique compared to college. Because, you know, everybody is 1% because you're going against 1% every week. So it's hard to get to that, to be the 1% of the 1%. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So you gotta, you know, really get into that technique and, you know, really figure out what's gonna benefit you the best.
All right. Do you have it in you to be a 1% of the 1%? Do you feel like, do you know like, yo, I could be a Julio Jones level Like, if I just work hard enough, like, is that in you? Do you think you can get to that fucking point? To, like, Antonio Brown went to a smaller school. He went to Central Michigan University. That's a tiny-ass little school. I think that's a D2 school.
Mm-hmm. And Adam Thielen went to Minnesota State. That's a D2 school.
Yeah. So there's, like, there's some legit wide receivers that have come out of some smaller schools that made, like, yo, that's like a game changer. That's, like, the one of the GOATs.
Most definitely. Yeah, I feel like I can get to that 1% of the 1%. Just, I feel like I just got to, once the opportunity comes, so, like, I get my moment to make a play, I just got to make that play. And then I feel like just build off that momentum from there. And then,
do you think it's just one play that's going to get you there, like, kind of get eyes on you, and then you can...
It'll be like, yeah, that one play, like, okay, I like what he just did. Let me look at him a little bit more, see how consistent he is.
Yeah, how do you stand out? Do you have to stand out in a practice, in a preseason game?
Like, I would say probably practice, like, paying attention to the details, make sure you know, do everything. I feel like the way I would stand out the most is how fast I can learn the playbook.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Learn the playbook, and not just learn, like, for example, you know, receiver, you got X, H, Y, Z, like, labeled positions, whatever. Instead of just, like, learning the position X, like, learn all the positions, like, the whole playbook. I feel like that would benefit me the most.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even think about that. Like,
yeah.
Especially, like, so, okay, what was the transition of playbook ability or capability from junior college to D2? Was there a giant, like, oh, shit, these guys are, like... their playbook's way bigger. I got more to learn, or was it similar?
It was kind of the opposite. The playbook in JUCO was bigger, but once I got to, you know, playing at the other schools, we did, like, a lot of hand signals. So we played, like, a no-huddle offense. It was, like, spread offense. So a lot of, like, hand signals, a lot of, you know, whatever it needs to be, like, a lot of verbal commands, whatever. So it was easier going to, like, that transition because, you know, pointing at skies, running hits, putting down to the floor, that's a
Who's pointing?
The quarterback. So we looking at the quarterback the whole time, you know, touch his face mask, run a go ball. So it's, like, really simple, like, so stuff. So that made it easier.
Doesn't it seem like that'd be easy to figure out as an opponent?
Yeah, but we changed it every week, though.
Really?
Yeah, we changed it. We had to because, you know, whenever, you know, they record the games, like, in the skybox or whatever, film or whatever, sometimes some teams, like, would just only record the quarterback just to pick up signals and, like, try to get
on the,
like,
opposite team?
Yeah. And then they'll, like, send it to other teams, too. Like, okay, this is what the signals are. And then they'll, you know, like, teams, like, help each other out and shit during the season.
What do you mean?
They pick up. So, like...
another team will help you guys out?
So, let's say...
to play against Independence?
So...
does everybody hate Independence?
I mean, we didn't like Independence because, you know, the coach was loud and, you know... What you see on TV, he liked that in real life, so...
I kind of like that.
Yeah. Well,
I kind of like that, dude. He's from Compton, right?
Yeah, he's from Compton.
A white dude from Compton.
Yeah.
Like,
from Compton, yeah.
He's going to have some fucking swagger and nastiness to him.
Nah, I like it, but I probably wouldn't, you know, want to hear that shit all the time, though. It's like, chill out a little bit.
What was your coach like compared to him?
He was cool. He, you know, he was really just standing on business, really. He was like, you know... if you're not going to make no plays, you can go ahead and sit on sideline. We go get somebody else to do it, you know? He wouldn't yell, really. I mean, he was defensive coordinator, too, so he'd really be on defense. We don't have to worry about him. Because, you know, but other than that, he was just, you know, he was a good head coach. Just kept it simple, kept it, like, really business-like. Like, make plays. If you don't make plays, somebody else will do it, and then we'll go from there.
That's how it is everywhere, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn. Cutthroat.
Yeah.
What's the average... span of a wide receiver in the NFL? Because I know running backs, like, what, 3 years?
I think the average span in the NFL in general is 3 years.
Oh, shit.
For all positions, really. Except for, like, you know, punters, because, you know, punters don't really go through a lot of contact. So punters' span could probably be, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years.
Ooh, that's a good question. How is the punter and kicker treated on the team by... quote unquote, the football players.
Yeah. I mean,
are they kind of like, yeah, they're just kind of doing their own thing, leave them be? Or are they part of the team? Like, what's up? Whether you miss or make the game winning field goal or. Yeah.
So they're still a part of the team. You know, in practice, they'll go out before. So let's say practice starts at 2 o'clock. They'll be out there probably like 1:30, 1:40, you know, kicking the ball. Because all they do is kick, so they don't really have much to do. So let's go out there.
That's what I'm saying.
They,
that guy's like, hey, motherfucker, I do more than just kick.
Yeah, but so they go get their kicks in, and really they just watch practice until where they have their, like, the special team segments where they go kick their field goals in middle of practice or, you know, do punt or whatever. other than that, but they're a part of the team, though. I feel like punters, like, really one of the cooler guys on the team because, you know,
really?
They're on the football team. They still get all the girls because they play football, and they just cool. They just kick, really. They stay out of the way. So, you know, they're, like, one of the cooler guys, you know. Like, you know how the backup quarterback are always cool because, you know, the backup quarterback, he just chilling, you know. Always ready to go. You know, what's the move this weekend? Doing that. It's kind of like how the punter
is. But knowing they're not really going to go in.
Yeah, unless.
It's so rare that a quarterback gets injured or pulled.
Yeah, unless something crazy happens, then they got to go in. But, you know, kind of.
Well, further legitimizes my saying of Chad Henne's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Greatest backup.
Really? Yeah.
Greatest you backup. Saw what he did this year
yeah.
when they needed him. Yeah, drive. It was like a 95-yard drive.
Yeah, I remember that.
During the playoffs he made.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Chad Henne.
Yeah. Do you know him?
No, I don't know him, but shout out Chad Henne.
Can I get him on the podcast? Yeah. How do I get him on the podcast? I want him next.
Yeah.
All right, so the kickers are... part of the team.
Yeah, kickers part of the team. They cool. Unless, I mean, there have been, I've been on teams where the kicker, he was just like, he thought he was like the, you know, the main player, like the star player.
Really?
You know? He the loudest and the most, you know, cockiest saying, oh yeah, you know. Especially like whenever we had a kicker making game winning field goal, he didn't start talking about that for the whole season. Like, he kept bringing that shit up. Like. So it's like, all right, we get it. You made a field goal. We appreciate you, you know, for helping us win, but you ain't got to talk about it every weekend because,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
He was like one of those dudes, you know, walk up to the girls like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm the kicker, you know, I made that game win the field goal last week. You know, remember, you
really?
Remember coming on the field storming, you know, it was like, yeah, he's one of those dudes. So it's like.
I think a kicker kind of needs to know his place.
Yeah, but, you know.
I made the game winner, but, yeah, you know, I'm not out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting hit or hitting, I'm not.
Yeah,
unless you're a Pat McAfee kind of guy, where you're.
Yeah, I seen some film on him on Twitter the other day. He was kicking the ball and running down there, and he's sticking people.
He's looking to hit somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you got to do as a kicker.
Yeah,
you got to man up and be like, "Yo, I want this."
He wired different though, because most kickers not like that. He's a little off for that, because, you know, not too many kickers really do that.
Okay. Really. Our goalie was a kicker. And yeah, he was a badass goalie,
yeah.
But I wouldn't call him like a man's man, ready to go out there and light somebody up.
Mm.
But they are they're a little goofy.
Yeah.
Kind of like a hockey goalie.
Yeah.
Well, a little crazy.
Yeah, definitely a little crazy.
What do you think is the best athlete out there? What sport do you think they would play? Like, what's... all around athlete, like, is there a sport?
Well, I'm biased. I'm gonna say football players are the best athletes.
You think so?
Because we can play basketball, we can do baseball, we can go run track, we can long jump, high jump, we can do whatever you need to do. But I would also say, like, athlete wise, probably I'd probably say like a. You see, if you look at like LeBron James and Giannis, like, those are some freak athletes. Like, that's like ridiculous. And like swimmers like Michael Phelps is like, those are some great athletes. You know what I'm saying? And like boxers too. Boxers are great athletes also. So it kind of just depends on like,
you know, okay,
opinion really. But I'm going to say football players because we can do anything.
Certain positions can do anything.
There's certain positions.
Corners and wide receivers.
Yeah.
But
then you'll have some old linemen who 300 pounds doing backflips. Cartwheels into a backflip. Like, yeah. Couple, so it's kind of like, you
can
know.
Can you do a backflip?
Yeah, I can do a backflip.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just as a kid, like, getting on trampoline, just doing it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And then
you transition it to, like, the hard ground. Let me see if I can do this on ground.
Well, I put the mattress on the floor first, and I did so. So, you know, I didn't want to hurt myself, cause, you know. But after that, I just kind of just did it.
I never once thought about doing a half or a backflip in my life. Yeah. I would do a front flip.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I mean.
And you don't celebrate for touchdowns or anything. So what the hell do you need to do a backflip for?
I really think it was being, because, you know, WWE was real popular when, you know, I was a kid. I thought that shit was real at some point because they made it seem so realistic. I was like, oh, yeah.
And even what do you mean it's not real?
I found out the hard way it wasn't real.
It is real. What are you talking about? It's not real.
Yeah, but you know how they like flipping off the ropes and stuff. So, you know, as a kid, I'm off the trampoline flipping off the ropes. And like, oh, you know, just having fun. So I feel like that's probably why I ended up wanting to do a backflip, because, you know, WWE, that shit just looks so much fun.
That'd be the shit.
Yeah.
Would you want to do that? do some WWE shit. Those motherfuckers. You want to talk about some hardworking people?
Yeah, definitely some hardworking people.
Like, what? Isn't there a documentary like 350 days a year or some shit like that?
Beyond the Ring.
Yep.
There's one too, but there's one that's like they really work like
The whole year, every day. Yeah. 365. Yeah, multiple hours a day too.
All right, I want to ask. Let's say worst case scenario. I don't want to put this out there. It's just a question, and I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But a weird thing happens draft day, and you don't get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do you do?
If I don't get drafted, I just look forward to getting like a call from a team saying, oh, we want you to come to this rookie mini camp at the beginning of May, and we're going to give you a chance to see
what you do. A rookie mini camp?
Yeah.
Okay, what do they do at a rookie minicamp?
So all the rookies that they bring in, they'll bring
rookies that didn't get drafted,
or just rookies they draft too. So like every rookies that they sign after the draft, and like rookies they call, so they come in, and the rookies that get drafted or whatever. So that's the time to where you get the chance to like get into the state. So whatever new state you're in, if you got to move, you got to do this, that, and the third, and learn the playbook, and then really just go through the workout, see what it's like to. Be in the NFL, really.
But why? If you didn't get drafted, why do they do that? Because they could call you up?
Yeah, because certain teams get so many draft picks a year, so it's like we didn't have enough we didn't have enough like picks to pick you. But we still interested. We still want to see what you can do on the NFL, on the NFL field. So we want you to come work out for us for these 2 weeks, and we're going. It's like your tryout, pretty much. That's pretty much what it is. Rookie mini camp is like your tryout for like the big camp,
team specific, or is there like one big mini camp?
This team specific.
Okay, so the Chiefs could be like, we got spots availability left, and we want to see, come out to a rookie minicamp for us?
Yeah, like, so we're going to call me, be like, oh, we're going to invite you to rookie minicamp from, let's say, May 3rd to, May 15th. So this is, your trial to see whether or not you're going to get invited to, the big camp towards, where everybody else be at.
All right. All right, say you don't get drafted. Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying, worst case scenario. Would there be a thought or an idea of yours that you would be like, yo, let me go check out Canadian Football League or XFL?
I thought about it. XFL is popping right now, too.
Kinda,
so is the USFL. That season's about to start soon, too. But, I mean, I talked to my agent about that, too. Because you have to go through every option, because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
So we talked about it. So I'll be interested in doing it, really.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's football, so as long as I'm out there playing, I don't really care.
So, no matter what, you're going to be getting paid to play football somewhere.
Somewhere.
Whether it's XFL, USFL, Canadian League.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there how do you look at those other leagues, or how do people generally look at those? Is it a college for older people, and we're trying to get in the NFL, or is it this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to... kill it?
I know some most people, I'll say, when they go to CFL, they're like, okay, I can make a living off that. I can play 7 years, do what I need to do, save up my money, still play football, and do what I need to do, and start like my business, or go over with my family. Now I play my 6-7 years being a professional athlete and go from there. So some people are like, let me just go just make a living off this
for not playing in the NFL but still playing in one of the lower leagues.
They're still making money, so
I think it'd be dope.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's still making money. So I feel like just go make a career off that and do what you need to do after. Whether you want to get into start a business or just go start a family or...
No, don't do that.
No.
Don't start a family. Don't need to start a family. It's been done to death. Yeah. It doesn't need to be done anymore. Play that football. Yeah. Keep your mind on your shoulders.
Yeah.
God, what a trap women are.
Yeah.
Stay away.
No, they really are a trap. Most definitely.
They are. Yeah. And could you imagine being an Antonio Brown or AJ Brown or Julio and just having crazy women throw themselves at you just trying to get... Do they have a conversation with you yo, look out for these chicks that are just trying to have a baby with you to trap your ass for the rest for the next 18 years?
Yeah, definitely those conversations do be happening. Especially in the locker room, too. We always talk about that in college because I got a couple teammates who...
Yeah, college especially. These college chicks are like, this is my fucking lottery ticket out here.
Yeah.
I'm in Butler, Kansas. Let me go get this.
I'm trying to get out of here, too. That's what they be on.
I got this D1 pussy for one of these D1 athletes. Let me throw it at them.
Yeah, most definitely. And people be falling into that trap too all the time.
I guess.
So you don't even notice it too. It's like, you know, you just having fun. I'm, you know, messing with this girl. We just kicking it, and boom, next thing you know, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, man. What happened? For real.
Yeah, what did happen? Yeah. You know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't pull out and you didn't have a rubber.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now you're fucked for 18 years.
Yeah.
And you, oh, my God.
And you hope you
didn't
leave.
Oh, my God.
Man, yeah.
What was the difference when you're, so you went from high school, what high school did you go to?
Sony Mission West. It's in Overland Park, Kansas.
Were they really good when you were there?
Yeah, we were good when we was there. They won state.
You won state?
No, they won. Well, freshmen weren't allowed to play varsity. It was kind of like the rule they had. So they won state my freshman year. Yeah.
They won't let freshmen play varsity?
Yeah. They didn't let none of the freshmen suit up either. So it was just.
Oh, damn.
JV and freshman team.
Was it, what was the transition like? What was the transitions like from high school to JUCO to D2?
So,
as far as like skill level.
So in high school, the skill level, it would be like certain positions to where like, okay, he's really good, but the whole team want to be good, if you see what I'm saying. So it'd be like, damn, they got a really good safety, a really good defense end, a really good quarterback on that team. So it's like that for us. So, and then JUCO, everybody was good in JUCO. It's really, JUCO is really just, how I put this, it's kind of like a pit stop for D1 players.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
People don't have the grades, or people might have gotten overlooked too, but they're still like a D1 caliber player. So I say JUCO, everybody's good from starters to the backups to, you know.
JUCO's got some athletes. Yeah. Some people, ignorant people don't know, but yeah. JUCO's got some fucking players.
Yeah, most definitely. JUCO definitely has some great players.
They're just dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, really. And then for Division Two, it's kind of like, player, so you'll have like your really good teams who like lead the conference every year, like top 3-4 teams who always stay in the places every year who are like really good. And you'll have those teams who are like the 5-6 spot who aren't great but aren't bad but have like great players and don't have like a full like great roster yet. And then you'll have like team 7-8-9 who just don't really have like great players, kind of just like, it's a game about? It's like you look at schedules like, okay, we about to beat them this year. We ain't got to worry about that.
We're going to roll now.
Yeah, we're going to beat them by 3-4 touchdowns.
What's that like? That's got to suck playing against those teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad when
it's fun because you can pad your stats. Yeah.
It's not bad when it's a home game because, you know, you're at home. You just get done with the game. Do what you got to do after. But if you got to, like, travel far away, like, damn, we got to go beat them. Then we got to get back on the bus for 3 or 4 hours. Like, damn. But, you know, it don't be bad, really.
Was college fun?
Yeah.
Yeah,
college was fun. Definitely had some fun in college.
What's your favorite thing when you look back at college, outside of the prestigious bowl game you played? What's like some of your memories? Like, yo, I'm gonna remember forever. Like, I love, like, this is my college memory. Like, what is that for you?
I probably have a couple. So, out of JUCO, I took a visit to K-State. Took a couple visits to K-State actually, and then I'll probably say the K-State. Going out, that shit was fun. I definitely will always remember, because my best friend go to K-State too. So, and then Butler probably only 1.5-2 hours from K-State. So, you know, in the spring when they have nothing on the weekend, we go out to K-State, we go party. You know what fake patties is, what they do at K-State?
What is it?
Fake patties. So it's like, you know how St. Patrick's Day is, whatever. So like the week before, they have like this big, big block parties for houses and clubs and bars. They drink from 8 a.m. to 3 a.m. drinking, getting drunk. There's parties everywhere. Everybody's wearing green too, because, you know, making fun of fake patties or whatever, or St. Patrick's Day. So that's probably like one of the good memories is fake patties. I'll have to show you some videos after the podcast to what it looked like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Show me some fake patties.
It was definitely lit at fake patties. Yeah. And it kind of like Mardi Gras too, like with the beads. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll leave it at that.
Show me them patties. Yeah. Love me some Mardi Gras. Like I said, I went to high school in Louisiana.
Yeah,
I know what the beads are for.
Yeah.
Well, where can people find you if they want to watch you and check out your draft history? You know, the draft coming up. Like, are you? Because you're not a big social media guy.
No, but I mean,
do you want to be?
I probably my mom's making me. after
she's making you. Why?
She wants me to post more so people can see what I be doing. Raise my stock up. Yeah. So because I really keep stuff to myself. I'll take a video or like take a picture or something. Like when I was at the cheese worker, I just like took a picture of like the clothes and all the, you know, the facility stuff they gave me. I posted one of them on Instagram so people could see it, but I really just sent it to like my group chat on Snapchat and then sent it to my mom so they can see it. So I don't really. Yeah.
You're not about that life?
No, not really. Because social media, I mean.
Yeah, where are people your age at with social media? Are they wanting to just hammer it and be Instagram famous? It seems like you're like just, are you just different like that? Like you're not about that life?
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, like whenever Twitter and Facebook for like first got popular, like I was on that heavy because now I was 7th, 8th grade, 9th year, just, you know, on Twitter and Facebook going crazy.
7th or 8th grade?
Yeah, because that's I got my first Facebook when I was in 7th grade because I had to be 13 to get a Facebook at the time. So it's what my mom told me. But I feel like TikTok too. People want to be TikTok famous, so I'm not really into like TikTok like that. I like watching TikToks, but I don't really be.
You want to be NFL famous.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. My age group, because, you know, I'm 23, but I'm youngest in my grade, so everybody else is like already 24, about to be 25. You see what I'm saying? So I think people in my age are at that point to where, like, I know a lot of people who are stopped using Snapchat too. Like, just strictly, like, just give me your phone number and don't even ask for my Snapchat.
Phone number?
Yeah. People, like, asking for phone numbers. Like, you know, no more Snapchat. Like, no, let me get your Snapchat and Instagram. Like, nah, you can ask for my phone number. Like,
I like that. I like too. That it's going back to that.
Yeah.
So let's get rid of these silly apps.
Yeah.
Let's be real one-on-one.
Yeah, we're going back to that. Yeah.
That's why I asked that is because I kind of see some of the younger generation going back towards that way, just kind of more traditional routes of communication and not all about clout.
Yeah, not about
and like social.
Yeah, that's what it's going back to. Yeah, because when I was in high school, like even my freshman, sophomore year of college, it was all about, damn, how many Instagram followers you got. I mean, you was getting on Snapchat and like all this other stuff. But now it's just like, meet me at the bar, let's go get a drink, or, you know, meet me at Dave and Buster's, let's go kick it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Where are you? So you're in Kansas City now, mm-hmm. kind of just hanging out until the draft.
Yep, kind of just hanging out until the draft.
Where are some of your spots that you kind of like to? Where do you like to go and hang out? Like, what's fun for you around here?
I do like Dave and Buster's to this day because it's some easy fun to do.
Get out of here.
But this place called Brooksiders is like a...
Oh, yeah. It's got three levels there, right?
Yeah, that's a cool little spot. And then I like P&L too. P&L is a smooth place.
Mosaic or whatever?
Yeah, I like Mosaic. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. I like Mosaic. But during the summertime too, it was this past summer, it was my first time going to Hot Country Nights at P&O. Even though I don't listen to country music, get something to drink and just...
Tell me about your Hot Country Nights for you.
Oh, it was fun. I had fun.
Really?
There's a lot of women out there.
All right, that's the thing.
A lot of women out there.
I went to my first Hot Country Nights, I think, last summer when their first one.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of the first ones after COVID, maybe.
Yep.
And I'm not... You can look at me and judge me and think that I'm a country guy.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not a country guy. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Fucking hate country. Yeah. I have no respect for country music.
Yeah.
I don't. It's so bad. The music is just... It's awful. And it's cliche.
Mm-hmm.
And any idiot can sing country music.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, let me go check it out there because I do need to open my... I can't be so close-minded. I'm like... Mm-hmm. Like that, I'm gonna go prove to myself that hey, this place is actually all right. So I went out the country hot country nights or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like Thursday nights.
Yep.
Not my scene. I can't handle that music.
Yeah.
But I was like, yo, single dudes, get your ass on down here.
Yeah.
Just put some headphones in or something. Like, don't listen to this awful music. But.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah,
it's a lot of them down there.
Bro, the hottest chicks in Kansas City, not only are they at Hot Country Nights, but they're wearing what you want them to wear. You know what I mean? Like the Daisy Dicks.
That.
They all got some plaid shirt on that's like tied up and up high next to their, you know, boobs with like some maybe something underneath, like a bra or a tight shirt.
Yeah.
And the jean shorts that are just like showing a little bit of ass cheek. Oh. Man, you can get into your ass in trouble at the PNL on hot country nights.
Yeah.
Yo, I get it, but it's
not your scene.
It's not. Half of it's my scene. The other half I'm running away from. <Yeah. laughs>
I feel that for sure.
Damn, hot country nights. Charles, you been to hot country nights at all?
I never stayed around the whole time for it, honestly. But it was cool, though.
I guess I'm the weird one that's like, fuck that. I'll go to some Mosaic.
I get to try something different, but most times I'm either at Piano Bar or Mosaics.
Piano Bar?
Yeah, Piano Bar. That's where I spend a lot of my happy hours.
Piano Bar sounds fun.
Yeah, that do sound
fun. I like watching a good piano.
Oh, yeah, and then just the whole karaoke thing they do up there and stuff.
All right. Mm-hmm. Karaoke? Can you do some karaoke? What's your karaoke song, Israel?
probably Freestyle by Lil Baby. I'm gonna go out there rap the song. I don't really. I'm not much of a singer. I'll go out there rap, though. Most definitely.
All right. Well, we're gonna end on that. Start rapping right now. Go.
Let me say, shout out my Lil, that's me.
All right. Well, you're not a big social media guy, but just in case people wanna follow you and follow the journey, how can people follow you?
They can just follow my Instagram, Israel Watson 3. And follow my Instagram, then everything my mom posts, I repost so they can just go from there. Yeah.
Don't repost everything she reposts.
Yeah, I don't repost everything she posts. I post what's needed to be seen.
That's funny. It. She wants you to be all social media heavy. Yeah. But that's what she does.
Yeah, that's what she does. That's why, though. So,
Do you want to do that? Do you want to get into the social media scene at all? Or it don't seem like you do. It seems like you just want to. I want to catch footballs and do my thing.
Yeah, that's it. But I mean, I kind of had to post more recently because I got sponsored by Liquid IV, so I have to like post
nice.
2 or 3 times a month on my story, so on whatever package they give me and post that. So I kind of like get into it slowly.
All right, I've been seeing a lot of Liquid IV stuff out there. Make me wise to it. Pimp me to it. Like tell me about it.
I mean, they have a lot of good flavors. I'll say that.
What exactly is it?
It's like hydration, so it's kind of like you know what Pedialyte is.
Yep.
Kind of like that, but like in a packet. And get a water bottle, pour it, shake it up, and drink it. You can drink as much as you want or as little as you want, but I mean, it's just like just really this hydration package that gets you hydrated. And then they say one of my friends told me this, so this is like on a different note, but he said if you drink a bottle of Liquid IV before you start drinking, or if like drinking heavy amounts of alcohol, you don't get hungover the next day too. And then the day after, let's say you forget to drink Liquid IV before you start drinking, you drink 2 bottles of Liquid IV, it's hangover cured.
Word.
Yeah.
Liquid IV before you drink.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just a bottle, you know.
Just a bottle?
Kill it.
How's it taste?
It tastes good. I mean, I get the flavors I like. I get like golden cherry, passion fruit, key berry, like the flavors I like, but I haven't tried every flavor yet, but you know,
Is it legit or is it like, they're paying me, so I gotta say it's legit?
It's legit, but I mean, I personally, they're expensive though. Like,
okay,
for like a 16 pack, you're probably paying $26-$27 just for a 16 pack. So, I mean, if I wasn't
$2 a drink,
yeah,
less than $2 a drink,
yeah,
that doesn't seem terrible.
It's not terrible, but you know, if I'm, you know, not sponsored by, I probably wouldn't go buy no Liquid IV. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you like it and it works.
Yeah, I like it. No, I like Liquid IV.
I do need to try. The other one I need to try, I think, Athletic Greens. Is that AG1?
Yeah, AG1.
Is that the same thing or is that different?
I think it's different, but it's the same thing, but different.
Yeah. Same thing, but different. Yeah. Like, just a different name, but it does the same thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, fuck AG1. I'm going to Liquid IV.
Liquid IV, yeah.
And that's where I'm going to. They don't even sponsor me.
Yeah, I'll bring you some at the draft party. So
really?
You can try it out. Yeah,
I do want to try it because I have been trying to get my fat ass in shape.
Yeah.
I ran 2.7 miles this morning, right before we started this. Yeah.
That's a good run too.
How far do you run?
Because
you probably don't really run far.
No, I don't really run far. Like, I'll go to the
football field. But you run fast.
Yeah.
And a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like, interval training.
Like, I'll go to like the football field and I'll run like 40-yard sprints or 60-yard striders. I'll do 110 windbreakers. So it's like back of the end zone, get there and
that's a run.
get there 12, 13 seconds, take a 30-second break in between.
Well, you can get to the back of the end zone, back to the end zone in 13 seconds.
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yeah. I mean,
that seems faster than a 4-5. What did you say? 4-5?
4-5, yeah.
That seems faster than 4-5.
I mean, yeah, but I also got long strides that built that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you got speed for a little bit longer. Than maybe it's not quite the 40-yard speed, but you got the 80-yard speed.
Yeah, well, it's definitely solid.
I want to race you.
We can do that.
We'll do that at the draft party.
Yeah, we can do.
And then we can have your mom record it.
Yep.
And put that on social media. That's a social media thing right there.
There we go. Got it all set up. Yeah.
What would you do if my 43-year-old slow white ass smoked you in a 40-yard? Just smoked you. Would you like take yourself out of the draft?
I'll probably make up excuses like that. I ain't shredded good enough. You know, my hand sugar's tight that day. That's why I couldn't beat you. You know.
You know what you're supposed to do is at the 30 yards, you pull up short and you grab your hammy. Yeah. He got me up. Israel, I'm gonna race you and I'm gonna smoke your ass.
I mean, I don't think so.
We
can test it out.
Oh yeah, motherfucker, you're going down. you're going down. I promise you that. Bet that. Put it on the house.
Okay.
Neander Talk Podcast. Slow ass 43-year-old. Gonna smoke an NFL draftee.
Yeah. Okay.
Look for it, folks.
Yeah. You can put it on YouTube too. Get some views off of it.
Oh, that's what I'm doing it for.
All right.
Israel, this was fun, man.
Yeah, definitely enjoyed
Anything
it.
Anything you'd like to say before we clock out of here?
Thank you for having me. Yeah. So I'll come back after the draft and or after football season, come back and do like a little recap of what happened.
Ooh, that'd be
that.
Fun.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
All right, and then maybe then you'll drink more tequila because I think I drank it all.
Yeah.
I'm half drunk.
Yeah.
You're still feeling good.
Yeah. I still gotta go to my grandma's house, so you know I slow it down a little.
You gotta
go eat, you know.
Normally I'd be twisting your arm to drink more, but I understand you got stuff going on. So I was a gentleman.
Yeah.
This was fun, man.
Yeah, definitely had fun.
Salute.
Salute.
I cannot wait. You are you are Neander Talk Podcast official NFL player.
Yep.
Come on back.
Yep.
I can't wait to talk about it.
I will.
And I can't wait to see what team you're on.
Yep.
And when you go to another team, maybe you'll play the Chiefs and I can get you on here with someone else too. We're gonna have a good ass fucking time.
Yeah. Most definitely. We can definitely do that.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, I gotta pee like a racehorse. Let's cut this off. El Tequila, you know, you're not a podcast, but you were good.
Yep.
Liquid IV, you're the man.
Yep. Shout out Liquid IV.
Shout out Liquid IV. That's it. We're out of here.
All right.
Bye.
Leave me the fuck alone. Neander Talk, hardest podcast in the world, you stupid ass bitch.